Cisco Systems says its revenue for the last quarter came in better than expected at $4.8 billion. But in the wake of the Enron accounting scandal, some investors wonder whether those numbers can be trusted. From San Francisco, Jason Lopez reports.
During the internet boom, Cisco's growth exploded, both from selling equipment and from buying smaller companies. Some market watchers now question how much of that growth was real. Analysts such as Steve Kamen at CIBC World Markets say that Cisco's acquisitions are not easy to assess.
It's tough to figure out what they bought, what they really paid for, because so much of it got paid for in stock, and what really we should be expecting the returns on those assets they bought in to be at this point in time. The question is whether or not they did that for good, honest business purposes, or whether they did that intentionally to mislead investors, and I just don't think that's a leap you want to make.
But investors are questioning some of Cisco's practices, such as issuing pro forma earnings statements. The purpose of pro forma accounting is to give investors a more accurate perspective of how a company is performing. Suppose a firm discovered that the artwork hanging in its lobby was an authentic Van Gogh and decided to sell it for a huge one-time gain. On a pro forma statement, the company would leave out that revenue. But pro forma reports are often unaudited, and some companies have deceived investors by including or excluding items that make earnings look better than they are. The Securities and Exchange Commission has begun cracking down on the abuse of pro forma reporting. 3 weeks ago, the SEC announced its first pro forma case, issuing a cease and desist order against Trump Hotels for falsely pumping up its earnings in 1999. In view of the Enron accounting scandal, some investors are suddenly wary of large companies which issue complex earnings statements. Alex Henderson, a researcher at Solomon Smith Barney, has been analyzing companies for 15 years and says he's not worried about Cisco.
This is a company that is one of the most pristinely run companies from an accounting perspective of any company out there. And to put them in the same breath as Enron is an outrage, given the company has $20 billion in cash on the balance sheet and no debt.
In its most recent quarter, Cisco made $179 million off of interest from its cash investments, income not derived from Cisco's computer networking businesses. Daniel Morgan with Noble Financial says it represents about 19% of the company's earnings.
Cisco has a lot of money on hand that they can use to kind of cushion a downward decline as far as sales and so forth. It is a blessing, but you also have to bear in mind that without this tremendous amount of cash on hand, you would have profit that would be much less than it is right now.
Morgan says Cisco isn't trying to hide anything, but he notes that investors need to be aware of these clues to a company's performance. Although Cisco's revenue grew 8%, beating estimates for its latest quarter, the company still doesn't expect a recovery in the near future. In fact, it projects revenue growth for the next 3 months of under 5%. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.